comes into force. However, everyone here who is confident enough to stand up, witness, and stand for the public peace is willing to be hired for $1 for the rest of your life and under sworn, the whole thing changes. When you go to court and you're talking, you might be with three friends, all of whom witness one thing, and you're talking against one cop, and the judge is going to give that cop's words more weight and force than your three words. Why? Because he's operating on his duty. He's a sworn peace officer. He's the babysitter, and you're three crying children. If you step up and you say, okay, I'm going to be a peace officer, you make your oath or your affirmation or simply affirm that you're going to preserve and maintain the public peace, operate on a contract, at that point, they can't do that. Now you're a peace officer as well. The other benefits that you get, when you deal with a cop can lie to you. A cop can start demanding information from you, and if you lie to him, you can be charged for that. Yeah, unless you happen to be a sworn peace officer fulfilling your duties and investigating him and how he does his duties, so that when it comes back, oh, he lied to a cop. Sorry, I was doing my duty as a sworn peace officer and I was investigating him. The other power that we have at that point, you have the power, anyone does, to go into in front of a judge and swear out information resulting in criminal charges. They have to present a warrant, create a warrant, which allows you to go and arrest someone. You can, in fact, bring a private prosecution. A guy did it successfully in Ontario, and now the head of the OPP is facing a criminal trial because of that. We have the power to do that, but if you do it as a child who is a ward of the state, then the judge gets to look at you like you're a child. But if you step up and say, oh no, I'm here as a peace officer as well, you end up having a lot more force involved. Plus, from the perspective of the cops, if you are a sworn peace officer, you are far less of a threat to them. They get to go, oh, shit, you're a sworn peace officer, good, I can put this away. Thank God, I'm no longer concerned about getting attacked by you like I was 30 seconds ago. Personally, I think we should live in a country where everyone knows CPR, where everyone knows how to do basic CPR, the Heimlich maneuver, knows how to put out a fire, knows how to darn their own socks, and knows how to preserve and keep the public peace, and has made oath and accepted contract to do that. The only reason we live in the police state that we do, and it's getting worse, is because we are not standing up and matching the legal claim that they have made. And if we do that, I'm a peace officer. Yeah, so am I. So is Joe. So is everyone. Big deal. See, you get it. Now, in Ontario, one of the reasons I came to Ontario, and this is one of the, before I go further, dudes, thank you very much for your donations and your support. It cost me $300 to get out here, and that was just from Toronto to Montreal. Maybe let's get back to. And I'm trying to bring some action, so I need some coin to make that happen. And you guys throwing $20, I don't know that $20 is worth it, although we did bring in tuna sandwiches. We do very much appreciate your donations because it's helping us continue in our fight. And the fight that we're bringing in Ontario is we are seeking a judicial determination where we're going before the Superior Court and we're saying, listen, hi, I'm Rob. I've been speaking some stuff and it seems to be interfering with your life in that the cops are, shit's hitting the fan, eh? I mean, people are going up into court and claiming I don't consent. They're claiming I'm exercising my common law right as well. Now, the goal is to avoid the conflict and the goal is to avoid bullets hitting human flesh and people dying. That really is the goal. And yet, I also must exercise my rights and I have duties with duties to fulfill. The way I look at it, I have a duty to the previous generation for the sacrifices they made so that we would have the rights available to us now. I have a duty to the future generation so that they enjoy the rights that previous ones fought for. And although I must not have to go to war, and thanking God for that, that doesn't mean we don't have a duty to stand. Okay, show's over. Oh, the legal action. So what I want to do is avoid